This episode of The Drive with Lante and Derek Piper is brought to you by Two Men in a Truck, movers who care. Visit them online at twomenchampagne.com for a free estimate.
And here we go.
There's a drive!
That is Derek's Dimes. Well done, well done.
Swing and a drive!
6'11 and a half. He's an athlete, face-up shooter.
High drive to left field!
I've been hearing that a lot.
He visited here this past weekend. Sounds like it went well.
The drive of the game.
I think if I'm Underwood, I want you to go out and I want you to take every available shot you have.
Swing and a drive, and that ball is absolutely right.
Well, here we are.
And he drives one.
Coach Derek Piper here.
Happy to be joined by Josh Whitman,
Brad Underwood,
Lovie Smith coming in to join us.
Let's go for a little run.
Hey, it is The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lante, Derek Piper, still here.
Yep.
Still doing our job. Our jab. Did Illinois win that game over Arizona?
They did.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, shocker.
Kind of cool. Big Ten Network showing the 2005 Elite Eight game between Arizona and Illinois. You know the story. Illinois was down 15 with four to play, came back and won it. Dick Enberg, oh my, how many times do we hear that? That was awesome. If you've missed both chances today, they're replaying it again at 7 o'clock tonight on the Big Ten Network. And after the 4 o'clock game, they went in right into the Illinois-Wisconsin game from this year. And I'm like, okay, Kobe King, did you need to go for 21? Really? Who was the guy before Kobe that just killed us for Wisconsin?
Khalil Iverson?
Yeah. They always have the guy.
One of those Illini killers.
But Kobe King on his way to Nebraska. So we're going to talk a little basketball later in the show. DJ Carton is transferring from Arizona State. Hello. From Ohio State. And Illinois, you wrote a story today on a couple of transfers that Illinois may be interested in. So we'll talk about that. But right now, we're going to visit from Channel 3 Sports with Marley Weirda. Marley, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Is this your first appearance on The Drive, or were you on when I wasn't?
No, I think this is my first time.
That's
driving.
Awesome. Why did we
is that a bad pun?
Driving? No, that was good. Why is this your first time? Why haven't we not had Marley on before? I don't understand that. But we'll blame Trevor Valise for that. We'll definitely
bad
blame
producing.
I think this is maybe the first time in my career that I've had a significant amount of free time. Like, my schedule
right.
is wide open for you guys.
Isn't it weird, Marley? And listen, you're young. You're new to the business, and
right.
it's not always like this.
No.
But you know, you've done this long enough to know that you're always on the go. You're always thinking of the next story you're going to do, and now
right.
you've got so much time. How much has it changed for just Marley Weirda herself with everything just kind of shutting down?
Yeah, it's almost like I don't know what to do with myself this weekend. You know, I was like staring at the wall. I was like, okay, like now what? Like, I guess I have to find like a hobby or something to do. Like, no, it's absolutely bizarre. 'Cause especially this time of year, it's just so
yes.
go with the basketball postseason and, you know, Illinois prepared to make a run this year. So we were just kind of gearing up for that. And that's kind of what I had, you know, in my mind. I'm like, okay, for, you know, the month of March, like I'm booked, this is it. And now we're here with no sports. It's absolutely unreal. Like I can't believe it.
It's Marley Weird. Okay. We're all throwing out bad things. All right. I'll shut up. Go ahead, Dirk.
Marley, I know you started your social distancing. You had a video on Twitter that you're locking it down yeah. at home. But I know you've been doing some FaceTime interviews with Mike Small and also Dan Hartlib. So how are you approaching? How is the station approaching? No games to cover, but still trying to produce some content.
Yeah, it's really interesting because right now I feel like we're in the stage where we kind of are still getting, you know, everyone's reactions. There's still a lot of people to talk to that are affected by this. I feel last week, you know, we hit the basketball team hard and, you know, getting their thoughts on all of this. But, you know, there are the spring sports that are being affected by this whole coronavirus thing. So I was able to talk to, you know, some of the coaches on FaceTime, and it's all kind of the same thing that I'm hearing across the board, is that everyone just doesn't really know what to do in this situation. I would ask them, okay, so what's next for you guys? You know, what are you preparing for? And they're like, well, it's hard because we don't really know what to prepare for. We don't know what this situation is gonna bring. So, and I think all of us too are kind of in the same boat, just because we don't know when things will pick back up again.
Everyone's got their own story or how they experienced when it all just shut down.
Right.
We were at the media availability Wednesday morning for Brad Underwood before the Big Ten tournament. I know you were over there. I think Craig was there as well. And they were just shutting it down. It was no fans, and then it was no tournament at all. No NCAA tournament, which I know you're new here. You probably just think that's every year is them going to the dance. I'll tell you, it's not, unfortunately.
But, right.
So what was that like being in Indy and all of a sudden it's over? And how did you experience that news?
Yeah, it was so odd. Like, there I was waking up in the morning. You know, I didn't have the best feeling, but I was staying optimistic. I was like, all right, here I am, you know, heading to Indy to go cover my first Big Ten tournament. Exciting stuff. And I get to the station, I pack up the camera, you know, I'm getting ready to leave. And then I get the news that the tournament was canceled. So they sent me there anyway, just to get reaction from fans and, you know, talk to other people that were also in the area when this happened. And I also talked to Tim Sinclair, who was the public address announcer at the Big Ten tournament. So he was there in the arena when he had to announce, you know, to the fans that they wouldn't be allowed. And then later on that, you know, the Big Ten tournament would be canceled. But I'll tell you, I couldn't have gotten out of Indy quick enough that day, because it was a ghost town. Like, it was almost eerie being there at night. And I just talked about, you know, in some of the reports that I did, that it was just so odd, because I was expecting, you know, the streets to be swarming with fans heading in to watch a basketball game, and there was just no one there. Mm-hmm. And it was eerie.
Marley Weirda, Channel 3 Sports. Follow her on Twitter at WCIA3 Marley. You know, you and Craig and Brett, how are you guys as a sports team? I know Derek and Trevor and I have huddled about story ideas. I know Jeremy and Austin, all five of us have kind of gotten together to say, hey, let's make sure we're not stepping on each other with guests, because we're all going to have kind of the same ideas. But we're kind of going outside the box. And I think I mentioned it to Steve Greenberg the other day. I'm like, you know, this might be good for us. It's going to make us get outside the box and kind of test our skills as reporters and broadcasters. But what is the meeting room? Take me inside the meeting room with you and Brett and Craig, and how you're kind of, like what you said, this is going to be one of the busiest times you'll ever have right now. And now all of a sudden it's not. What are you guys kind of discussing about what you can do at Channel 3 to keep things rolling?
Right. Well, I think Brett made a really good point the other day, and he said, you know, we're not stopping anything just because sports have stopped. You know, we're still going to tell stories, and this goes beyond so much more than just a basketball game or just, you know, a baseball game or a softball game. It's so many people are being affected by this.
Yes.
And I think that's our responsibility, is now to, you know, tell the stories of people whose lives are considerably going to change because of this whole situation. So that's kind of, you know, where we're at this point is still trying to, you know, figure out who we're going to interview. I mean, right now, like I mentioned, we're doing the FaceTime interviews with the coaches. I interviewed our girls basketball, high school girls basketball player of the year yesterday. So that's something still to keep us afloat. And then we're going to kind of recap, you know, some of the Illinois basketball season and go from there. But it's difficult because we do have periods in our schedule where, you know, there's some downtime, you know, in the summer, there's no sports that are really in season, but there's still, you know, activities going on. And that's kind of when we do some of our fun, you know, summer stories.
Sure.
Like last year I did a story on an 80-year-old go-kart racer. and that was pretty cool, but it just becomes that much more challenging now, because even those kind of things aren't going on anymore.
Right,
those kinds of like oddball sports aren't going on. So it's such a challenge. I'm like a little nervous to see where it goes, right. But I'm also excited, and I think it'll be a good challenge.
I tell you what would be just incredible footage would be just to set up a camera in the studio with Derek and I during a radio show. And just air that for 3 minutes on Channel 3. I think it would be incredible.
Perfect.
I think you're... Yeah, wait till sweeps. I think that would be an incredible thing to do. Marley, I do want to ask you this. Have you guys at Channel 3, and I'm not just narrowing this to the sports, but, you know, I've watched right. and I've seen actual interviews with people in person, and then I've seen you with mm-hmm. FaceTime. Is this a, yeah. okay, Marley, if you don't want to go out, that's fine, do it FaceTime, or have there been any precedents set to where you're not going out to actually interview people, or, you know, what was that, what's that kind of been like at the station?
Right. I think it's kind of like a two-way street. If the interview subject, you know, feels comfortable with me going to interview them, then I'm okay with it. I'm not, you know, in this kind of quarantine thing because I'm sick, you know, I'm healthy, I'm good to go and do, you know, stuff. This is just kind of like a precaution for the station that they're trying to, you know, limit the amount of people that are in the building.
Sure.
But, I mean, I have been taking some safety precautions when it comes to interviewing people in person. We don't use the microphones that clip onto people's shirts anymore. We're just using the stick mics. And then I've just been placing it, you know, to keep that like 6 feet of distance rule. I've set up a chair, you know, on either side, and then a table in the middle, and I just put the mic right in the middle so that I'm not touching the mic, I'm not holding it up to their face, and we're not, you know, face-to-face doing, I mean, we're face-to-face doing the interview, but we're, you know, keeping
yeah.
our 6 feet of distance. So things like that, and I know also at the station, they don't have the anchors sit directly next to each other. You know, sports used to come on the desk and do a little chat before our hit. But we're just all kind of keeping distance and, you know, sanitizing our hands and
yeah, exactly.
doing things like that to limit the spread of this.
Love it.
Marley, Lon and I weren't collegiate athletes.
No.
We played basketball at the rec.
We would have been, but we had those injuries.
Oh, right.
Right.
But we played rec ball, and if they shut the lights off and said you had to go, your year's over. We didn't really have an argument, but you played volleyball in college. I'm interested, from that perspective, when you see spring sport athletes
who
had their seasons cut short now, potentially to have the option to come back with an extra year, how would you approach that? What do you think would go into that line of thinking from your perspective and then the athletes you cover?
Yeah, I mean, in my case, you know, I played Division III, so it's not like I was, you know, in a position where I was going to go on to play professionally. Like, I was going to school to play volleyball, but also focused mainly on my career. So if I was in, you know, if I was a spring sport and they gave me the opportunity to go back, I don't, it's just like, it's so hard to say if you were in that situation, like what I would do or not. But for me personally, I think I would probably like step away and be like, all right, that was it. That was a good run. You know,
right.
Now it's time, you know, for my career. Why am I going to stick around for another year, even that does mean, you know, to play sports. But it's just like it really, because playing college sports, there's times where it like it really just sucks. Like, oh, why do I have to get up at 6 a.m. to go to a lift, and then we have to drive on a bus for 8 hours
right.
to go to this tournament? It's just like it's a grind. But this has really put it in perspective for me. I mean, also just, you know, not playing college athletics anymore and being around it so much, I'm like, wow, you know, that was really some of the best years of my life. And then this whole situation of, you know, athletes having to end their seasons early.
Mm.
I really, you know, I'm so grateful that I've had the opportunities that I've been given. You know, I had the chance to go to the NCAA tournament. I had the chance to compete in a Final Four. I had the chance to finish, you know, my senior season on a great note. And it's just like so heartbreaking to see athletes in this position that like they don't get to do it. So it's just, you know, just a reminder to not take it for granted, you know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Marley Weirda, wrapping up with Marley Weirda, WCIA 3. And also on Twitter, at WCIA3Marley. We're going to visit tomorrow with Craig Anderson, executive director with the IHSA. And, of course, there's that level, the high school level. Mm-hmm. And I don't care if you're a professional, college, you know, Division III, Division I, high school. I don't care where you are, JUCO. When your season's ripped away from you, that is not easy to do. And I know that is something mm-hmm. that, you know, you're so locked in with and so close with these high school athletes that all the spring sports for sure, but even basketball, that some of the basketball didn't get finished up. I know the girls were able to get done, but the boys weren't. So, I mean, you've got a feel for a lot of those athletes as well that have just, you know, busted their butt, done what they're supposed to do to be able to play sports, and now it's been taken away.
Oh, 100%. Even, you know, there's so many high school athletes that don't have that aren't going to the next level.
Sure.
You know, they're not going to play in college. So this is their last time to compete, you know, like the baseball, the softball kids. This is their last time they're ever going to be able, you know, to have like their last chance of competing and likely playing sports. So for high school students, I feel it can be incredibly worse just for them because, you know, they're not going to get in an extra year, you know, to work like that for them. They're, you know, they're done with high school. So
sure.
Why would they come back again? So it's, man, my heart just breaks for those kids. And, you know, I know when they were talking about this initially, there was, you know, the possibility that high school sports would maybe come back, you know, later this year, this month, but just the way that some of the bigger leagues have been taking it, I just don't foresee that happening, and probably high school sports, you know, won't return this season, which is horrible.
Last one before we let you go, Marley. You're from the Sunshine State, so Tom Brady going
and
to Florida.
The sun just popped out.
Yeah.
As I said that.
That's weird.
Tom Brady going to Florida, good move?
Oh, I mean, Florida is great. Tampa's a great place. I think him and his family will enjoy it. I'm not really the biggest Tom Brady fan myself, mostly because I didn't really enjoy the Patriots, and I don't know. I feel like it's like the Patriots against the world, you know?
Yeah.
But now that he's, you know, going to Tampa, I might slowly maybe start to like Tom Brady a little bit more because he's not on the Patriots anymore.
I love it. What part of Florida were you from, Marley?
So I'm from South Florida, Fort Lauderdale.
Nice. You're just one of those lucky ones. You know?
Oh, yeah.
You don't have it. It's not like it's our choice where we're born. It's our parents' choice, and you were the lucky one.
Right.
You were from South Florida.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Marley Weirda, I'm glad we had you on. Thank you. I know this is are strange times, so stay safe. And
very strange.
Keep up the great work.
Too.
Keep up the great work, and we'll
Thanks
talk
so
to
much.
You soon.
Yeah, see ya. Stay safe.
All right.
Marley.
That is Marley Weirda, Channel 3 Sports. Again, follow her on Twitter, at WCIA3Marley. We've had a couple of things come in. Mike from Sador said, Marley's awesome. You can tell she loves her job. Welcome addition to the best sports team around. Lindy, good idea, Lindy. Actually, I can get you some EI baseball studs or talk to my dad who won over 500 games. That'd be fun. Get him and Harry Rakers on. I bet we could get some good stories about Legion baseball. That'd be fun to do. So, listen, we'll jot those down because at this point, we're still rolling pretty hot right now. With kind of planning our shows, but that's going to probably end soon. I'm not going to lie to you. We're running out of our, like, hey, we could do this. Hey, we could do this.
And all of a sudden, list.
Yeah, we still have a little bit of a list. That's true. Randy from Urbana interviewed Bailey Dowling at St. Joe. She's a senior all-time state home run leader. She could have made records because her season is going to maybe not happen. We don't know. Again, we're going to visit with Craig Anderson, IHSA executive director, tomorrow. But Bailey is going to Alabama. I'm good friends with her dad from Sullivan. So, that'd be a good story. There's certainly plenty of stories out there, and I would eventually like to maybe get a couple high school stories of kids that were going to have promising you know, seasons, especially in the spring sports, but I'm still kind of holding out hope that they're able to play. And you know what's so weird about this, Derek? Look outside right now. I mean, it's beautiful.
It's in the
out.
60s and the sun's out.
And if you're, you know, I said this the other day. Who did we have on? Luke Smith. And I said that, I was thinking about my son, Andrew, who's going to be 13. He's going to be playing his first year of pony ball. He's excited to play pony baseball. He loves baseball. He loves to pitch. And I thought to myself, if you're a 10, 11, 12, 13, 14-year-old kid, even, because we talk about the high school, college, and professional, but you, let's say you're a 10-year-old kid and you love baseball more than anything in the world, and you buy your helmet, you buy your way-too-expensive bat, you got your cleats, you've got your batting gloves on each hand, you know, you even put the black liner under your eye. I mean, you're like, let's go. And there are some kids that take it that serious, and as a parent, you love every second of it. And yet that 10-year-old boy or girl is going to walk out of the house, and it's going to be 82 degrees, and it's going to be sunny, and the parent is going to say, you can't play today. And they're going to say, why? I mean, it's not raining. Yeah, I know. Mom, it's not raining. Is the other team not able to make it? No, they're not. But you just can't play because your season's not going. And, you know, sometimes we worry about ourselves as adults, and we should. And they announce on a plane, if something happens, put your mask on first and then help your child, which every parent, I think, would say, nah, I'm getting a mask on my child first. I hope there's no people that work in the airline business like Hans out there.
We'll get Hans to approve it.
Yeah, to get to approve that. But, you know, you think of your child first. And sometimes we worry about what we're dealing with, and we should, because there's so much going on right now in the world that is just something none of us have ever seen. But how about those 10-year-olds? How about those 9-year-olds that right now, admittedly, are like, wait, I don't have to go back to school? Yes! So, I mean, so part of them is like, well, listen, this virus thing, coronavirus, whatever you call it, is a cool thing. But, you know,
they go sit in math class to play a full summer of baseball, I'll tell you that, though.
That's right. They earn it, right? That's a great point, Derek. They would easily go back to school for 8 hours a day to be able to play a sport that they love. And that's the thing, you know. So think about that. Have that interview. I guess technically you could interview your child. Have that talk with your child. You know, how are you feeling about this? You know, what happens if you can't play baseball this summer, if you can't play softball, if you can't run track? How is that going to affect you? Do you still want to go out and, you know, you still got to go out and hit, you still got to go out and throw? You can't let it stop your development for down the road to where you might play high school or maybe even college for some of the lucky ones. So it's tough. We're all in a hard, it's just all weird. It's all weird right now. And on a day like today, when the sun finally pops out and it's beautiful out, it makes it even stranger. To be honest with you, it makes it even stranger.
It really is.
Good stuff with Marley. That was great. So that will be fun to kind of continue to watch Channel 3 and know that they're in the same predicament we are, where every time I turn on the news, I'm like, oh, who you got on tonight, Brett? I want to see what you got going tonight, Craig and Marley. So we'll kind of see what they do as they go along, because they do a wonderful job. We're lucky to be in a market that has 3 TV stations that all do a wonderful job. I know Gordon does a great job over there. Nico, all those guys do a wonderful job of keeping us up to speed on sports, and it's challenging for them right now. So if you have any fun, cool ideas, let them know. And I'm sure they would be one to entertain that idea, including coming to do a story on Derek and I sitting in a room 4.5 feet apart when we should be 6. If the camera crews come in, we're going to have to play. We're going to have to play by the rules.
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to have to get social distancing, Derek, for sure. So we'll do that before we go. Man, that's a strong... What's up, Danger? I got you some Reed music.
Well, we've been pushing it all week. We're going to continue to do so. Support local restaurants in the area.
Amen.
Many are providing curbside and delivery. We even have gift cards you can buy for half off at RadioRefunds.com. Right now, we have some gift cards for the Humble Hog in Paxton.
Ooh.
$25 for only $12.50. They're open tonight starting at 4:30 p.m. Call them at 217-579-1082. That's 217-579-1082 to order. They're planning to have... Oh, I'm going to get hungry again. Pulled pork.
you're right.
Pulled pork and burn ends again.
Okay,
if you missed it yesterday, go again.
What's the one in the middle?
I don't want to do it.
Come on, just spell it.
Is it P-O-U-T-I-N-E?
Poutini? P-O-U...
Poutine?
Poutine?
Poutine? I dodged it yesterday.
I did too. I did. Maybe somebody will send in the phonetic spelling of Poutini.
You're going to want to listen to this, though. They also are able to sell growlers.
Got to get you another song. Okay.
They're able to sell growlers of Paxton Punch curbside.
What?
I don't know what it is, but it sounds delicious.
That sounds dangerous.
Maybe drink that instead of water. Ben Grice and his team are incredible. Great food, wonderful service, always caring about the community. Once again, check out RadioRefunds.com for half off gift cards.
Okay. Hey, Kent said it's a sad day. I was hoping to be sitting down with a bunch of friends watching basketball all day today and hopefully our line. Amen, Ken. Yeah. That's something we haven't even brought up. And it's
four games on right now that we're flipping between.
Gosh, I would be dreading being right here. I'm not going to lie to you. I love doing this show as much as anything in the world, but I would be dreading it because I'd be like, we should be home watching the NCAA tournament.
Got some help.
Poutine. Is how you say that. Okay, thank you. Brian and Matt Toon, good one. I doubt it happens. I wish the IHSA would extend their postseasons deep into June. I'm a big proponent of Legion Ball. My sons all played in the state tournaments, but you are only a senior once. You are truly only a senior once.
Poutine is French fries, cheese curds, topped with brown gravy.
What? How have I never had that?
It's from Canada.
Say that again?
French fries and cheese curds topped with brown gravy.
It's exactly what I can't have now with my new heart.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of upset that that has been introduced into my life now.
Sorry, I looked it up.
With brown gravy. Oh, you remember when your mom would make a roast and then there'd be gravy and you'd put that on your bread? Oh, my goodness. I'm having a... Jan Tay, I need a roast with gravy. Yeah, we need to make that happen. Yeah, isn't that the best? Like, are you a big gravy guy?
Oh, yeah.
I am, too. I say that. I used to be when I was younger. I never eat gravy anymore. I honestly don't.
Mostly Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
All over the turkey.
That's true.
All over the mashed potatoes, of course.
Jeremy and I used to laugh, but my favorite meal. You know what I'm going to do for this next segment? Favorite meal. So... What is your favorite meal? I just want to throw that out there. That might be stupid. 359-2255. Mine is the day, like the next 2-3 days after Thanksgiving, the turkey that's, you rip it apart, you know, and it's already shredded up. Not necessarily shredded, but in smaller pieces. You tell everybody that listens to the show has heard the show. They've probably heard me say this, but you make 2 pieces of toast. You put mustard on it. And then you put the turkey on that, and you put that on there. You have that with a Mountain Dew and Doritos, nacho Doritos for me. That is my favorite.
Put Doritos on there.
No, I don't. I'm sorry. I don't put it on the sandwich.
Oh, with Doritos.
With Doritos, gotcha. And then a Mountain Dew. That is my favorite meal ever. Ever.
That sounds great.
Somebody said today, if they figure this COVID-19 out by the summer, and we're all able to get out, and let's pray that we do, they're like, how big of a party is that going to be? When we can all see each other again, it's like, yes! Lindy says you don't eat gravy because it's only for old people that make gravy. It's awful for you. I don't know, Lindy. I mean, my mom wasn't old when she made gravy for me. She was still like my age now. Does that mean I'm old? Yeah, okay, I'm old. Never mind. All right, it's the drive.
Welcome back to How Well Do You Know Your Meat? Now back to the trivia. The freshest meat comes from your local grocery store. True or false?
True.
No, contestant number two.
It's false. The freshest meat in town comes from the U of I Meat Sales Room off of Florida Avenue in Urbana.
Yes, that's correct. You're a winner.
For the freshest cuts of meat in town, visit the U of I Meat Sales Room. Open Tuesday and Thursday from 1 to 5:30 and Friday from 8 until 1. Just off Florida on South Maryland in Urbana.
This is Shane from Rosati's Pizza. During these uncertain times, it's very important that we take care of each other, your family, your friends, and your loved ones. Just know that we are here to do the best we can. As you know at this time, dining rooms are closed in Champaign County, but we still have delivery service as well as curbside pickup. We ask you to place your order and then give us a call when you get there and we'll bring your food out to you. Please understand we're doing the best we can to assist you with your pizza needs as well as catering, and we understand that we have to work together and support the community and all small businesses. Give us a call, 328-2408, or visit us at myrosatis.com/urbana.
You've worked hard to realize your dream of opening a business. Day-to-day operations can be hectic. Sometimes
sometimes there isn't time to tackle long-term financial needs. Busey promises to partner with you as you navigate critical financial decisions, from lending strategies to retirement plans for your employees. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, it's Stevie J. Like many, I knew all about Game Day Spirits Illini gear, but I wasn't so knowledgeable about the corporate apparel they do. But they do really great work. I've had some shirts done, and some of my employees have too. They're very high quality and perfect for your business or organization. If you need something in the summer, need something in the winter, Game Day Spirit does custom screen printing and embroidery for every season or style. From blue collar to the boardroom, they have you covered with corporate apparel. Get a quote. Email sales at gamedayspirit.com. And you'll be pleased.
Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign is now offering curbside service for lunch and dinner. Give them a call at 239-3505 from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. daily. Offering the most popular dishes and to-go bottles of wine and spirits. Plus, all gift cards are currently 15% off. Big Grove Tavern misses their guests but wants to stay connected to the community. Thank you to everyone for all your support. Big Grove, big flavor.
It's time to play another round of Name That Company. Today's lucky contestant is Hans from Illinois. How are you, Hans?
Doing well.
Are you ready for round one?
Yeah.
Okay. This company is an award-winning car dealership located right here in central Illinois.
Is it Hot Wheels?
Oh, so close. Their friendly and helpful staff is committed to helping you find the vehicle of your dreams.
Is it Matchbox?
They're located on the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
Oh, I know. It's Honda BMW Champaign.
That's right. Just like Honda BMW, you're a winner!
Have you considered becoming a mentor? Right now is the perfect time through Big Brothers Big Sisters. The time commitment is small, but the impact is big. Children on our wait list enjoy playing sports, going out to eat, going to the movies, or just taking a walk in the park. If you've considered becoming a mentor through Big Brothers Big Sisters, please call our office at 355-2227 or check us out on Facebook at Big Brothers Big Sisters of Central Illinois. Visit bbbscil.org.
This Mettler tip is brought to you by Matthew Gordon, Doctor of Physical Therapy with Mettler Center.
Neck pain is a very common problem in our population. It affects 10 to 20% of us at any given time. Try stretching your upper traps. You can do this by taking your nose down towards your chest and then over towards your armpit. Hold this for 10 to 20 seconds, and if it improves, great. If not, you may be dealing with a joint problem.
Start your journey with Mettler Center. Visit MettlerCenter.com today.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands, owner of Lands Inc. You never realize how much you rely on the plumbing in your home until something goes wrong. A small leak can end up with a big repair if it's not taken care of right away. At the first sign of trouble, visit LandsInc.com. While there, learn more about plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. At Lands Inc., our commitment is to you, the customer. We look forward to having you be a part of the Lands family. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Patience has its place. If you turn on the water first, let it warm up before jumping in the shower, that's smart.
Ah, it's cold!
Waiting until your house is sold to get your moving estimate, that's not a wise decision. Lead time for summer moves can be up to 8 weeks. Planning on moving this summer? Contact 2-Minute A Truck right now, even if you haven't sold your home. Professional estimators with professional moving solutions. 2menchampagne.com. That's a smart move.
The Jeremy Warner Show, weekday mornings from 9 to 11, right here on ESPN
93.5. CMI.
What do you think?
I like it.
Yeah, that wasn't bad.
Are we going to wrap to Forgot About Dre? We got to do that at some point.
Oh,
not today.
Yeah, well, no. Yeah, not practice. Ready.
Okay. Talk about CMI, though. I'm ready for that. Mm. Chemical Maintenance Incorporated knows that safety is a big concern all year round. Customers, vendors, coworkers can easily slip on wet floors, especially from a rainy spring or after mopping. Make sure you warn others that the floor is wet with CMI's latest product called Banana Cone.
Banana Cone.
Go local with CMI. Visit them on Bloomington Road in Champaign or check them out online at CMIclean.com.
All right, we're back at it. Unlike the college athletes, we don't take a day off. We go at it in our bracket challenge. So you and I
Show must go on.
And Jeremy and Trevor.
Trevor.
I think Austin's the only one to be defeated out of the SJ broadcasting crew, but Trevor, you, Jeremy, and I still alive in this bracket pool, and it's you go to Twitter and you go to Illini Polls. It's all one word, Illini Polls.
They've offered up at least $100 for charity of choice.
This is awesome.
And CU.
So for whoever wins, they're going to donate $100 to a charity of your choice. Not your choice, but one like if you win, Derek, you get to name the charity.
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. Very cool. Go to Illini Polls on Twitter and please vote. I'm not going to tell you to vote for myself or for Derek or Jeremy or Trevor. You make your own decision.
Yeah, you just said a bunch of nice things about Brett Behrens, and that's who I'm going up against.
What?
Yeah.
I've never really liked him. I'm not going to lie to you. I liked him less than Aaron Bennett, but then Bennett went to the dark side on news, and so I had to like Brett again, but now I don't like Brett. I'm totally kidding, of course. I love Brett, but not today.
I appreciate
not
it.
Not tonight.
Appreciate your support.
As Herb Brooks would say, not tonight. So who's Trevor going against?
Trevor has Bob Zupke.
Oh, okay. Trevor against Zupke. So Trevor's more in the fan
side. Yeah.
Okay. Jeremy's going up against?
Jeremy has, who does he?
Not Jay Layman.
Oh, it is Jay Layman.
Oh, Jay Layman.
That's quite a clash.
Okay. So it's Jay Layman against Jeremy. And all you do is you go to Illini Polls on Twitter. You go down and you just vote for who you want to vote for. And then you're going against Brett Behrens.
And you have Kedrick Prince.
Kedrick Prince. Okay. Kedrick is a recruiting guy. He covers, kind of like you, he covers Illinois, does a lot of that. So, Kedrick, what seeding is, I'm a 10 in this, and I've somehow upset Lauren Tate.
This is the upset reason.
It is.
He's a 14, and you're a 10.
Yeah, so all of a sudden, I'm the favorite by seeding, that is, going into this. Do you
have anything left after beating Tate?
That's the problem.
Can you rally?
That's the problem. I'm tired after that. That was not easy to beat a legend like Lauren Tate.
You
got to
be tired after the party you
had. Big time. So go to Illini Polls, at Illini Polls, P-O-L-L-S, and vote for us. Let's be honest.
Come on.
Let's do it. All right. And then we'll roll on. Who would you face if you won?
I would face the winner of Robert Rosenthal.
Ah.
And he's the one seed.
Okay, he's the one, you're the two.
What does he have?
Let's see who he has. Yeah, and then Jeremy, if he wins, Jeremy would face me for a chance to go to the Final Four. Who doesn't want to see a Werner-Tay clash?
Could be Robert Rosenthal's against Brad Sturdy.
Oh, wow!
So it could be Piper and Sturdy if Sturdy advances.
I like this. All right, Wade is wanting to know this so bad he's asked twice.
I noticed that.
Derek Piper, how many transfers will Illinois basketball have? Percentage chance Tev transfers.
Okay.
Are you comfortable answering the last one?
I mean, I'm not going to give you an exact percentage because I don't know for sure. I don't want
to say
yes or no, but there are a lot of questions. He played 14 seconds in the last six games of the season.
I asked you because on his Twitter handle the other day, he's from Arizona, right?
California.
Okay.
Played high school in Arizona.
Oh, okay. There was a picture of him standing on like a rock looking out at a vast prairie, and it just said something like looking forward, not back.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh. So
I wonder if it's one of those cryptic.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Saying it without saying it yet.
Yeah. But then again, Io went like, he went totally dark on his one time, and we thought we were all panicked, and then it turned out for the better.
Well, the Illini staff is recruiting as if they're going to have at least a spot, if not multiple spots. And what's interesting about that is even if Io leaves, so Io would be gone, Felice is gone, and Kipper's gone. That's three spots. You have Curbelo signed, Coleman Hawkins signed, and Adam Miller committed.
Okay.
So to open up additional for potential transfers, you would need transfers out. And candidates, I mean, Tev is one that you're all eyeballs on him. And you know that he's talented, and he's got a big support base on Twitter for sure.
There's
a lot of where's Tevs throughout the season, and I understand for the upside purposes, but he's one to wonder about. And I think right now they're expecting potentially two more to open up.
Okay. Well, it's interesting. And, you know, Tevian Jones is a guy that, can I say that, like, from the get-go, he was like, wasn't he a five-star? Four-star.
He was a four-star.
And when
just
Illinois,
on the outside of the top 100.
Yeah, and when Illinois got him, you know, was, you know, I never know who knows whom or who knows, you know, everybody in this recruiting business. And maybe there was a buddy of a buddy that threw Illinois towards him. But I just always thought to myself, like, why is he entertaining Illinois? And why do we have a good shot at getting him? And then why did we get him? And then, of course, to his own fault, a couple of times, he's been suspended in both his freshman and sophomore year. And that hasn't helped at all. And then, like you said, I mean, obviously, this is all me because I'm not as close to the program as you, but obviously there's a disconnect somewhere, either at practice or something, to where either he's not, I know he's talented, don't get me wrong, but he's not showing it in practice. He's not getting the results that the coaching staff wants, or, you know, I don't know. I mean, or something's awry because, like you said, on a team that needs wings and you got a four-star kid sitting on your bench, but yet he hardly plays.
Yeah. To Lindy's point on the text line, he doesn't defend very well.
No, he does not.
And that's one thing where, especially lateral movements, not his forte. He can go north and south really well.
Right.
And rise off the floor and obviously go up and finish above the rim. He can do that. He can shoot threes.
Yep.
Where he didn't knock those down this year, and that's one of the staples of his game, where if he's not making threes and then he's making mistakes on defense,
right,
he's hurting you.
And I get it where people were like, well, yeah, you're giving him 5 seconds.
Yeah, you're not getting into a rhythm.
You're not getting into a rhythm. I get that. Let me tell you where I got excited about Tev. Italy.
Yeah.
You remember, like, I know you remember, you were there.
Exactly.
I mean, he was a one-man wrecking show on one of those games, I think.
Yeah, he had one gym that a bunch of them were ready to buy Tev Jones jerseys, and they didn't even know who he was because he was throwing down dunks left and right.
Just dominated.
Yeah.
And I thought from there, I thought, you know what? This is great because I remember having the conversation, is it going to be Tev or Allen that emerges? Yep. Because I don't know that you can play both of them big minutes. I mean, obviously, if they beat out everybody else, you can. But it was basically, do you play Allen? Do you play Tev? And Tev showed a lot of signs, and then it seemed like Allen in practice showed a lot of signs. I remember Brad Underwood saying, I mean, he's getting 30 rebounds a game, basically, in practice. So you thought, okay, maybe Allen's a little bit ahead of Tev. And then, when you look at the total minutes played, he wasn't a little bit ahead of Tevian Jones. He was way ahead.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I could see how that would happen. Now, I'm going to bring up a couple of names to you. You were able to write a story today on IlliniInquirer.com. Ding! And I don't want you to get too nitty-gritty because I'd like for people to read the article, obviously, but there are a couple of transfer guards out there that Illinois would be interested in, and I would love for you to say a few words about each and how you think they would fit on this Illinois team.
Sure.
The first being Troy McGowans from Pitt.
Yep. McGowans from Pitt. They're both the two guys we're going to talk about, one from Wichita State, but McGowans, 6'4", okay, sophomore, and he's a pretty good athlete. He's very explosive. What I've heard is it sounds like Brad wants another playmaking guard where assuming you lose Io, you lose Felice, that's half of your assists.
Right.
Essentially on the team.
Right.
And you have Trent coming back who can pass. Andre Curbelo is going to be a great passer, but that's still a freshman. And Adam Miller's coming in, but not really a playmaker, more of a bucket getter. Austin Hutcherson, a good shooter, but McGowans is a good passer, averaged about 3.5 assists. Potential to shoot the three, and also he was top 5 in the ACC both as a freshman and as a sophomore in steals.
Okay.
Someone that can take the ball away and get you out in transition, so that's something to like about him.
It's always weird to me, like, why they're transferring. If they had a good year, I get it if Tevian Jones says, I'm out.
Yeah.
And you could look at that if you're another radio station and you're covering whomever and they're like, yeah, they're thinking about getting this Tevian Jones from Illinois. He only played so many minutes. It's always crazy to me, unless they're a senior and a graduate transfer, of somebody that played big minutes, did great things like Nolan or Landers Nolly, where all of a sudden you're like, well, hold on a second, dude. Everything went right. Why are you transferring?
Unless he wants to go win somewhere.
And that's true.
They didn't win a lot.
That's true. I know that happened on the Illinois women's side with Petra.
Yep.
I'm not even trying that last name.
But I know she is transferring out, and I think she wants to go. She said that to Jeremy. She wants to go play for a winner. She wants to go with a chance to play for an NCAA tournament. The other guard is Jamarius Burton from Wichita State. Now, there's a little bit of a hometown catch here with him.
Yeah, born in Champaign, was in Champaign up until about his seventh grade year, okay. Then moved to North Carolina.
I bet he was a handful for junior high coach.
I'm sure he was. Oh. 6'4". Very strong bodied. He's 6'4", 200 pounds. He does.
I like that. I like strong. I just do. I like one guard to be really strong.
I've got some film clips on the article in Atlanta Inquirer, and he makes some strong rebounds, dive on the floors that will remind you a little bit of Felice.
Okay.
And he's like added that. A nice pull-up jumper his sophomore year, but he's one of seven guys, six scholarship players leaving Wichita State.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. Greg Marshall, you missing the Valley yet? I know he's not, but would they have been in the tournament this year? They were kind of a bubble, weren't they?
They were on the bubble. They were on the right side of it, to my knowledge, on the last week going into the conference tournament.
Seven guys leaving Wichita State.
Yep.
Holy smoke.
Couple starters, seven guys overall.
Wow. Okay. Is this going to get out of hand? Transfers. I mean, it already is.
Yeah, I was going to say it's
a good point.
It's already pretty wild, but if and when the rule goes down, you can go anywhere without sitting out one time, essentially. I think that adds even more of a less of an incentive for people to stick it out.
Yeah.
And look, people have their reasons.
Yep. And it's going to affect you, Illinois, at some point.
Sure.
Illinois fans, it'll affect you. If they say one time in your career, you can just leave and go and play immediately elsewhere. It is going to have a major effect on college.
I don't want to say that Allen would have done it, but just for an example, if Allen doesn't have the freshman year that he would have had, there's less of an incentive to stick around because you don't have, right now you have, well, if I go back to the East Coast close to my mom, I got to sit a year.
Right.
A lot of people don't want to do that.
Nope.
Take that away and it opens up more of a free agency type deal.
Now you become Ohio State with that quarterback.
Sure.
Right? I mean, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, he was able to do his thing, and look what it did for Ohio State. And you're right. And then you wonder, as a coach, do you coach different? Do you sit there and say, well, man, I better, using Allen Griffin as an example, I better play him a few minutes because I don't want him to get mad and transfer. But you know what?
We talked about it at the end of last year.
Yeah.
When Illinois didn't have much to play for.
That's right. Get him in. Why not? Get him minutes. Let's see what he's got. That's true. It's a scary. Coaching. I'd love to make the $3.4 million. That Brad makes. I'm not going to lie to you. But there is a lot of stuff that I wouldn't want to put up with in coaching. And certainly if that rule is approved, and I know we all say, hey, a coach can leave and go wherever they want. So I'm not sitting here on a high horse saying, well, that shouldn't be the case with a kid. Whatever. If that's what they vote, then I'm happy for the kid. I just think it's going to turn into a free-for-all, and it's going to be crazy. I just think it'll be crazy.
Hate to be a mid-major.
Yep. Oh, big time. It's going to, I mean, it already kills mid-majors. Dan Moeller at Illinois State is probably the perfect example. Dan would probably be a good guy to have on if he would talk about that. How he had a couple of teams at Illinois State that were right on the precipice of being an NCAA tournament team and battling Wichita State. I mean, they would battle Wichita State for the Valley, and then all of a sudden a guy would leave. The one guy goes to Minnesota. One went to Oregon. He was an NCAA tournament team back at Illinois State, and the next thing you know, not. And now all of a sudden he's got a young team, granted, young team, and you got to give him time. I like Dan. I think Dan's going to do a wonderful job if they just hold tight at Illinois State. But he would be a perfect example of somebody that did that. We got to take a break. I got to do this. Hey, as you file your tax return, the UC wants you to be aware of identity thieves, and they also want you to do a few things. Secure Wi-Fi connections. Shred those sensitive documents as soon as you're done using them. That's not a bad idea. Or really lock them away. I know when I do my taxes, she gives me the packet back, and I file that away. A lot of times so well that I don't know where they go. It's like my passport. When I have to find it, I'm like, what did I do with that? Lock away those secure documents, as I just mentioned. Monitor your mail, all of that stuff. Contact the IRS Identity Protection Specialized Unit and complete an identity theft affidavit if you feel you've fallen victim to tax identity. Remember, the best way to protect yourself from fraud is to be proactive. And Busey wants you to be informed of any security issues, scams, or alerts that may compromise your personal or financial information. Visit the Information Security Center on Busey.com or call 1-800-67-BUSEY.
today. Busey member FDIC, we're back to wrap things up. It's The Drive. I'm talking fast. I don't know why.
Jeff Facer at Area-Wide Technologies on why he wants to help restaurants.
Since restaurants have been closed down, I thought that would be a good place to start and engage and try and help them to the extent that I could.
And why is he doing it?
All I want to do is help, and quite frankly, I want to challenge others to do the same. Do whatever, but let's come together and solve this problem.
And what does Jeff Facer think of our future?
I'm absolutely optimistic we're going to be okay, but I think we're only going to be okay if we quit buying toilet paper and if we come together as one, find out who needs help and help. Everybody can contribute, whether it's time, running groceries to somebody or whatever. Everybody can help, and we need to do that.
Stevie J Broadcasting salutes local business leader Jeff Facer at Area-Wide Technologies for all he's doing to help our community.
The Illini Shop on 6th Street is closing its doors for good on March 29th. Final inventory liquidation is now in effect, nothing being held back. All items in store have been marked down 50 to 80% off. Short sleeve Illini t-shirts, 4 for $22. Top brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and more, all on closeout. Shop now for the best selection of remaining Illini merchandise. Everything must go. The Illini Shop, 707 South 6th Street in Campustown.
This Mettler tip is brought to you by Matthew Gordon, Doctor of Physical Therapy with Mettler Center.
Pain on the inside or medial portion of your thigh that was the result of an abrupt movement either in the home or while playing sports can be a strain to your groin muscles. If you're dealing with pain here, try stretching out the muscles of the inner thigh. Also, you want to strengthen these muscles up so that they're better able to handle the demands of your daily life.
Start your journey with Mettler Center. Visit MettlerCenter.com today.
One in four batteries in America needs changed. Is that yours? There's only one way to tell. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison, and they will get you tested. No appointment needed. If your battery is over 4 years old, you're in danger. Don't be left on the side of the road on your way to work or that special event. Interstate Battery is your protector from bad power. There are three ways to get in contact with them. Go to Interstate All Battery Center on Madison. Head to their website at interstatebatteries.com or give them a call at 217-355-4855.
It's The Drive, ESPN Radio 93.5. Lonce, still talking fast. Bill sent in a text. Are people thinking Trent's going to transfer rather than play off the ball again? I'm going to be honest with you, Bill. I haven't heard one little snippet of Trent transferring.
That would be surprising.
I think so,
really
too.
Really surprising.
I think so, too. Maybe it's out there. I'm not, and I just haven't heard that, but I.
He still has the ball in his hands a decent amount.
Yeah.
I mean, I know that Io and Feliz, when they get their opportunity to push the ball and go to the rim, they're doing that.
It was funny. If you watch that game, Arizona-Illinois, tonight at 7 o'clock, it is amazing to me, and we all know this, how much that team shared the ball. But it's amazing to me how one time Darren Williams brings it up, the next time D. Brown brings it up. I don't think either one cared. It was like, hey, go. You get it. Let's go. And I think that kind of was the way Io and Trent eventually played.
I'm sure Trent just wants to shoot the ball better.
No doubt.
And he did tweet, we'll be back, Illini Nation.
Okay.
So.
And you know, that kid probably puts up millions of jump shots.
Oh, I guarantee you.
It's just a matter of they just got to go in. I don't know what else you do. Go to the Dick Baumgartner shooting camp that I went in eighth grade. I wonder if that's still going on. I bet there's a lot of people that went to that. All right, DJ Carton was a Mr. Iowa.
Five-star,
went to Ohio State. That's somehow how they got the best player from Iowa, some guy from Illinois that was the best player. And
the best player from Ohio.
And a best player from Ohio.
And he didn't play very much. Gaffney?
Yeah, I'd love to know how that was done. Anyway, okay, we only got like 30 seconds.
Right.
Could he come to Illinois?
I don't see it happening. Okay. They're on the list of 13 schools that reached out so far. I expect Iowa to ultimately be on there at some point. But the expectation is moving closer to home.
Okay.
Illinois would be closer.
Yeah.
Probably not close enough.
Got it. And he had some, you know, anxiety issues. And so hopefully he's kind of been able to take care of that. And
yep.
Maybe somebody that needs to be a little bit closer to home, meaning be in Iowa. So we'll see.
You also have to sell him on playing with Curbelo and Adam and Trey.
Yeah. Boy, that's a good problem to have, isn't it? Like,
it is.
We might not have room for you, DJ, this year.
I'm sure you try to sell it as,
yeah, you'd fit really well with these other three.
We've played three-point guards before.
Yeah, and look what happened.
Come on over, let's win the Big Ten, and hey, bring your buddy that you convinced to go to Ohio State back to the, to the home state.
Man, I'd have to really grin and bear it on that, wouldn't I?
Yeah, a little bit.
Oh, boy. All right, we got to get out of here. We're, like, way late again. Thanks for everybody. Tomorrow, Craig Anderson, IHSA Executive Director, and also Derek Burson. It's going to be fun.
Thanks, SID. To Marley.